Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend George, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Proverbs 16:9. Almighty God, as we continue the work put before us, we ask that you would lead us and guide us. Establish our steps. Help us to seek your wisdom and guidance in each decision we make and step we take. We thank you for the freedoms we have in this great country, and we ask that you would continue to bless our state and help us thrive. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Beam, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Cass is here. Senator from Jefferson is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal.
If we could get a little quiet in the chamber, please keep your conversations to a minimum or take them to the side galleries so the secretary can read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 13th day, Monday, January 29th.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Is any senator's desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you. I close.
Senator from Shelby renews her motion that the reading of the journal be suspended and it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator from the 4th District.
Mr. President, I would like to introduce our doctor of today, Dr. John Hose, and I would like the body to make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome the doctor of the day to the Missouri Senate. Thank you for being here. Senator from the 4th.
I would like a moment of personal privilege, please.
The senator from the 4th District requests a moment for personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Mr. President, I rise to honor the life and legacy of former United States Senator and First Lady of Missouri, Jean Carnahan, who passed away on Tuesday, January the 30th, 2024. In 1993, following the election of her husband, Governor Mel Carnahan, Jean became Missouri's First Lady, where she brought greater focus and attention to issues affecting working families, from child care to housing to helping victims of domestic violence. As First Lady, Jean knew that stronger families meant a stronger Missouri. And she helped cement these issues into the foundation of the modern Democratic Party. Then on an October night, at the start of this new century, Jean faced an unthinkable tragedy as her husband and her son, Randy, along with staff member Chris Seifert, were killed in a plane crash near Hillsboro, Missouri. The pain and heartache she must have felt from such a loss is unimaginable, but she endured. And the state that she loved, the state for which she and her husband had worked so tirelessly to serve, called her to service once again. In 2001, Jean Carnahan became the first Missouri woman to serve in the United States Senate. And in the more than two decades that have passed, her service, her kindness, and her love for this state have inspired generation after generation of leaders to step up, step forward, many of whom are in this building today. A statement from the Carnahan family reads, "Mom passed peacefully after a long and rich life. She was a fearless trailblazer. She was brilliant, creative, compassionate, and dedicated to her family and her fellow Missourians." As we mourn the passing of a Missouri legend, a friend, and colleague, it is my hope that we remember the fearlessness and determination which Senator Carnahan carried throughout her life. Her impact will undoubtedly be felt throughout generations of Missourians, and her determination will inspire young women across our nation to make their voices heard. As we continue through business of the Senate body today, I would like to leave you with a quote from Jean. She wrote, "A sense of mission clearly divides those who aspire to reach the summit from those who actually achieve the goal." I ask that the Senate please join me in honoring former First Lady, former United States Senator, and always a proud Missourian, Jean Ann Carnahan, with a moment of silence.
Would the senators please rise and we reflect on a moment of silence for our First Lady and U.S. Senator Jean Carnahan. Thank you. Thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of guests. The senator from Dunklin County.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a very special guest. To your right and my left, we have Mr. Corey Henry, if you please stand, from Wayne County, Missouri. Corey is a maintenance engineer with Union Pacific Railroad, so if the body could make him feel welcome.
Welcome, Corey, to the Missouri State Senate. Thank you for being here. Introduction of guests, the senator from Clay County. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nice to see you. I have some very special guests to my right. We have students from Youth with Vision. Youth with Vision is made up of 8th through 12th graders who are from 14 different school districts in Kansas City's Northland. And they're here today working to reduce teen substance use, promote wellness, and impact social policy to create resilient youth through education, intervention, and advocacy. They have terrific legislative priorities. I hope everyone here gets a chance to visit with them and listen carefully because these are some bright young leaders that we have with us. So please join me in welcoming them to the Missouri Senate.
Let's welcome these young leaders from the Northland of Kansas City. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to also introduce a very special guest in the chamber. In the chamber for the first time, we have a student in the School of Law at Washington University, but also a constituent of mine, Mr. Jalen Carter. He is here lobbying on a few issues, but also getting engaged around the legislative process, learning about the Capitol. He is here by way of South Carolina, temporarily in St. Louis, but if you welcome him appropriately, I'm confident we can possibly convince him to stay in the state of Missouri. So if we could recognize him in the chamber for the first time, Mr. President, I would highly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Let's welcome Mr. Carter to the state chamber and welcome him to Missouri. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The junior senator from Jefferson County seemed to be on her feet first. And she's not quitting the Senate. Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you. I have a bill, Mr. President. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1374, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to restitution payments for certain persons convicted of the offense of driving while intoxicated.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Ozark.
I have a bill, no explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1375, introduced by Senator Esslinger. An act relating to the virtual school program.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
At this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1376, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to allowing public schools to employ or accept chaplains as volunteers.
Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1377, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to automated license plate reader systems.
The senator from Clay County is on her feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills in my legislative package, and they do not require an explanation right now.
Thank you, Senator. Send your entire legislative package forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill as it arrives to the dais.
Senate Bill number 1378, introduced by Senator Arthur, an act relating to the calculation of weighted average daily attendance.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1379, introduced by Senator Arthur, an act relating to the funding for the Office of the Public Defender.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from the 9th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your three bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1380, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to tax credits for improving access to food.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1381, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to the designation of infrastructure.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 1382, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to community paramedics.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from the 15th District.
I have one, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill as it arrives to the dais.
Senate Joint Resolution number 87, introduced by Senator Koenig, a joint resolution relating to abortion.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, please inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor. It's my understanding there's a withdrawal letter. I ask that the reading be waived as it has been distributed on the Senator's desk.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your committee on the gubernatorial appointments. The list of the appointments has been distributed.
Senator from Boone, I believe that you would like to move that the appointment be returned to the governor per his request.
Yes, Mr. President. Yes, that's what I am asking for.
The Senator from Boone has moved that the appointment be returned to the governor per his request. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator from Boone, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Boone has renewed his motion that the appointment be returned to the governor per his request. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you.
Senator from Lawrence, the senator from Boone County has been recognized in the order of business before the body at the current time, since there was no objection, is reports of standing committees. So upon the completion of whatever the senator from Boone County is about to say, if you would like to seek recognition from the chair, that sounds appropriate at that time. Thank you, Senator from Lawrence. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your committee on gubernatorial appointments. The list of the appointments has been distributed, and I would request a waiver of the reading.
Senator, please send your committee report forward. Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the body to vote on the reports in one motion.
The senator from Boone County has requested that the report be approved in one motion. Is any senators ever heard on that motion? Senator from Lawrence.
If I may inquire the chair, please.
You can.
Mr. President, I may have misunderstood what you said. I didn't hear the motion because in my recorder, I don't have a way to rewind it and go in slow motion. Would you be willing to repeat what your motion was that was made by the senator from Boone?
Yeah, the chair has not made a motion. I am simply a procedural officer at this time.
Can you tell me what the motion made by the senator from Boone was, Mr.
President? The senator from Boone moved that, at the request of the governor, an appointee be sent back to the governor's office, which was then voice voted and approved by the body.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand because it was so quick, and I know you're more fluent in that, and my ears just didn't catch up.
I'm trying to do my job, Senator.
Thanks for the indulgence, Mr. President.
Bet. Is there any other senator desire to be heard on the motion offered by the senator of Boone County that the slate of appointees be approved in one motion? Hearing none. Senator from Boone, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Boone County has moved that the remainder of the reports of the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate has given its advice and consent to the remaining appointments.
Senator from Jefferson County.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolutions 74, 48, 59, 61, and 83, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Gannon, Chairman.
Senator from Shelby.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be announcements. Announcements. The chair has one announcement. I'll remind the body that today is Springfield Day. And per such, there is a reception that's being hosted, I believe, down at the Mill Bottom somewhere around 4:30 to 6:30 that you are all more than willing to attend if your schedules will allow. We'd love to have you there. Announcements. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, I would ask if there are messages from the House, and if so, that they be read.
Senator, there are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, would you please read the messages from the House?
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 45, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1989, entitled An Act Relating to Admission of Non-Resident Pupils, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Announcements. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion offered by the Senator from Shelby. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.